Well, I mean, the first exhilarating thing for me was I'd been in Aberdeen, and I got out of the blue before I came to Sussex. A communication from a Sybil Oldfield, who was a lecturer in English, and she'd picked up on the grapevine that there was a 17th century historian coming. So she said she had the idea of starting a course on English literature and the Civil War. And then we corresponded. We never met. And this to me was astonishing. Astonishing that somebody should just approach me. I mean, she knew I was going to come in the summer, but it was already kind of planning, and we discussed things we would do, but we still hadn't sort of met. And the thing that I couldn't get my head around was that I had been a student at the University of London, where they changed the syllabus about once every 200 years or something. Here, you know, it was a kind of, let's start a course. And of course, the course would then have to be approved and all that kind of thing. But it was this tremendous openness. And I taught with her the course English Literature and Civil War. And eventually, and we a book came out of it, in the Everyman series. Unfortunately, this was just the time when student demand for this particular course slackened. So Sybil and I never had the chance of teaching the course from the book that we wrote together, but other people said they enjoyed it, that it was just a little galling. But no, that's part of the excitement of Sussex.